Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
So I'm outside of this bank, and the most interesting thing happened. As I was working on some projects here, just in the van real quick, I saw person after person after person go to the front door, try to open it, and it was locked. And today, when I'm filming this, it's Veterans Day. So I'm imagining that it's a holiday. And by the way, thank you for serving, if that's you. But here's the point. Person after person sat there, then they looked at their phone, then they started calling the number, and they were very, very confused. Now, what's interesting is if you're on Facebook or social media or you got the news on, you know it's Veterans Day. In fact, we've probably had multiple messages telling us that today is Veterans Day, but here's the point. People have not made the connection. And because they've not made the connection, what happens is they're confused. If you don't make the connection, you're going to be confused. That's the point of the video today. And here's the relevancy. So many times I meet entrepreneurs and they are scared to ask for the sale. They're scared to ask for the sale. They think because they've communicated the messages and because someone has a need that people automatically make a connection, but they don't. The point is this, you can tell people all day long that you have products and services, but if you don't ask for the sale, people are not gonna take action. It's kind of like people at that bank. They've heard the message, it's Veterans Day. They've heard the message, they've heard it, they've seen it over and over and over again, probably dozens of times, but they fail to make the connection that that means that the bank is closed and that they can't open the door. So my question to you today is, have you made the connection for your future customers? Have you, yes, probably talked about your products and services, yes, probably showed them their need, but have you asked specifically for the sale? So many times we think, oh, well, I'm too nervous because I might get rejected. You don't need to ask in a weird, embarrassing way. And in fact, if you serve people and your heart's right, then to ask them for the sale is quite normal. All you need to do is extend the invitation. Now think about that for a moment. See, I define sales as much different than most people. Most people think that sales is an interruption in the conversation. If you're providing value and you're serving and serving and serving and providing value and providing value, all the sale is to say, would you like to continue this relationship? That's it. Would you like to continue me providing you value? And when you do it that way, it's not weird, it's not spammy, it's not scammy, it's not salesy. It's just a normal part of relationship. Would you like to go deeper as I provide more and more value for you? It's on you to make the connection. If you don't, people will be confused. This is Carrie Oberbrunner. You have a fantastic product or service. People need to engage in it. You need the courage to ask for the sale. Talk to you very soon.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.